This podcast and everything that is said throughout is a joke. Do not believe anything you hear. Do not rely on any statements that are made about any legal issues. If you have any concerns or questions about a legal matter, you should speak to an attorney. You must not mistake anything said to be the truth, because any reference to the law, whether specific or in general, is often intentionally incorrect. Because as I stated at the outset, in my very first sentence, this is all a joke. If you had just paid attention earlier, this disclaimer would already be over. But I could tell you were only half listening. So here it is one more time. This show is a joke. Now please return to your naturally dull state of mind and enjoy the office of the General Counsel.
Okay, we're rolling. 3, 2.
Everybody, welcome to the show. This is Ed Coleman. You can call me Edward A. Coleman Esquire. Nobody's won the stupid middle name game thing left. Who cares about this dumb game? Once again, nobody got it right this week because my middle name is stupid. Guesses included a bunch of moronic, incorrect stabs in the dark, several dozen hurtful insults from one Twitter account. My name is not Ass Napkin, no matter how many times you guess it, at ThunderLizard69. Sorry, buddy. I'm just really bummed out because,
You don't sound yourself.
I know. I apologize. I'm sorry. Ken, how are you?
Much better. I think I squared my issues away with standards and practices.
Oh, good. I know that was hanging over your head like a dark cloud last week.
Yeah, it was, and they offered me a job.
Oh, they did?
I don't know how that happened, but they did, and that would mean I would have to leave this show.
What? Ken, say it ain't so.
Anyway, I told them now's not a good time. Because we're just, you know,
you seem
so happy on all these other episodes. I didn't want to let you down, but then after hearing your intro on this one, No.
You're right. I'm sorry. I'm going to get pumped up again. I'm just really bummed out because I've heard back. I had mentioned the team of the Egyptologist, the cryptologist, the archaeologist. They were working on translating and decoding the part of my employment contract that was consisting entirely of like the pictographic like runes. They were like basically creepy hieroglyphics or something. Anyway, they got back to me, and it's that entire section of my contract is the executive bonus compensation. And it turns out that most of the money that I will make in bonus will be directly connected to how successful this podcast is. And up until now, I've been dismissive of it. I've said I didn't want to do it. I've suggested to listeners that they should stop listening to the show and not listen ever again. And now I'm finding out that could really be costing me money. At this rate, with the numbers I've seen from who's been listening, I'm going to owe unwinnable money at the end of the year. So I implore you guys. Now I really care about this show. Now I'm going to get... I'm starting to get juices. The juices are flowing. I'm getting the humors flowing through my body. I'm really enjoy this show now, and I really please subscribe. Ask your friends to subscribe. Force your children to subscribe. Buy your pet an iPhone and subscribe that pet up to the show. I don't care. Take your mom's phone for a minute and just like subscribe and leave a review, 5-star review. She won't know the difference. Who cares? Just get out there, do your thing, and subscribe to the show because it is not looking good. But here we go. We're going to go on, soldier on. We're having a good time. Ken, tell me a story. Anything.
What do you want to hear?
Just anything. I'm trying to get my head straight. I just want to hear a Ken anecdote about something that happened today at Unwinnable.
Well, I went to Standards and Practices and
right.
had an argument.
Mm-hmm.
And then had to file, some type of file for a license of a review of something. And
yeah, the licensing
thing
and department here is pretty intense.
Yeah, and
They
offered me a job. It was weird.
What was the job they offered you?
It's paid. I can tell you that much.
But was it like? Was it fun? Was it interesting?
I don't really know if there's anything that fun here to do.
Yeah, a lot of people. No, you know, maybe it's probably the way I've been conducting the interviews, but people do seem a little tepid when they're here. They're very, they walk gingerly, you know. They're very,
well,
they're very worried. I don't know why. It's
the balls have ears, so to say.
Right. In here as well, you think? In this office.
Remember when I told you they had cameras in the bathrooms?
Right, right. That was funny. Yeah.
Everywhere. You didn't hear that from me, though.
Well, Well, okay. It's also been brought to my attention that I have not been mentioning at all the flagship content of Unwinnable, Unwinnable Monthly. I've neglected to do that for the past several episodes. And I, in my employment contract, the penalty was 50 spanks on the spanking machine. They actually have, the spanking machine is down in security. When I went down to that sub-level, that noise that I had heard before, the zoom, thwack, zoom, thwack, zoom, thwack, that's the spanking machine. And so that you kind of just like lay over it and pull your pants down, just expose your tushy, zoom, thwack, and you got 50 spanks is what I got. Not my proudest moment, but I deserved it because I didn't mention Unwinnable Monthly. So subscribe to Unwinnable Monthly, everybody. I'll mention it now. I'll mention it again later. I might mention it out of context at random times just to make sure I don't have to go back to the spanking machine. Today, we actually have a special treat, as you may have heard last week. Ian Gonzalez, who is a page here, he runs the tour. He's one of the tour guides. He came into the office last week while we were recording, and I invited him on the show. So he's going to be here in a second, and that'll be exciting because I've known Ian a long time, even before I came here, unlike everybody else we've listened to so far, who I'm just kind of reading, meeting for the first time in this office usually. Me and Ian go way back, so you know, we'll be able to talk about that, and that'll be fun. Everybody will enjoy that. Everybody likes listening about, hearing about my life and, you know, my personal, you know, goings-ons. Goings-ons. Okay. Okay, so let's just, we're going to cut a little bit short this week. Let's just get right to it. We'll take a break now, and then we'll bring Ian in for like a little bit of a longer period right now. So here we go. We'll just take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Ian Gonzalez, and we'll hear about the tour. Hey, man, sorry, but I left my squace at home. Do you have a spare squace I could borrow for a little while?
Sure, man. I always carry my spare squace.
Ha! Me too, man. I was only kidding. I've got my spare squace right here. Let's high five!
Okay.
That's the kind of fun you could be having with a spare squace. Sparesquace.com for all your squacing needs. Okay, we're back. Welcome back to the show. Whatever that was, go buy it. Go get it. Subscribe to it. Join it. Live it. Love it. Great. Welcome back to the show, Ken. We're rocking and rolling.
Yes.
Love the enthusiasm. Get that spirit up. We got to get the numbers up. People are subscribing. They're telling their friends about us. It's going viral all over the internet. Come on, people. Work with me. Welcome to the show. We're going to welcome Ian Gonzalez. Ian, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Ed.
Great.
Hi, Ian.
Great. Hi, Ken.
Good. Ian, let's just cut to the chase. How long have we known each other?
Oh, I'd say several years. A long time.
Several years, a long time, I'll take it. Several years. I'm not even sure, actually. We really became friends at Board Game Club, much like Ken. You know, I knew you before, but didn't really know you. And Board Game Club allowed our friendship to flourish and grow into a beautiful flower that we've cared for very gently. We talk to it at night. We say, come on, little flower, grow beautiful and strong. And that's like what our friendship, that's what we do. It might have been a strange analogy, but that's sort of our friendship.
Right.
But you're a tour guide here. And
Yes. It's
the going on the tour has been a running problem for me on this show, but I did get a chance to go. You took me on a personal tour.
Yes. Yeah.
And I appreciated it. Oh, hold on a second. Everybody knows what that sound means. That sound means that Stu is here. Stu, welcome back to the show.
Howdy.
How exciting for everybody. Stu is here, everybody.
Yeah.
Turn that smile upside down.
Whoa, turn that smile upside down. That patented Rafe. Stu Horvath.
Rafe, why don't you go stand by Ian?
Rafe.
Hi, Rafe. Hi.
Who is this giant man here? What happened to Gary?
We don't talk about Gary.
We don't talk about Gary. Gary? No. I'm going to just make a quick note here. Where's Gary?
Gary isn't really your...
All right, so we're not worried about Gary anymore.
Don't worry about Gary. Gary's fine. Gary.
I tried to warn him, Steve.
Yes, Gary is fine. He's A-OK. He is aces.
I hear you turned down the special offer from Standards and Practices.
Loyalty, Stu.
Well, I told them I'm mulling it over.
Oh, now he's mulling it. Huh. Stu, I need Ken very badly for this show. You don't understand how hard it's going to be to get this show going if I don't have this guy right here. I need you, Ken.
I'll think about it.
I need you.
All right, well, don't mind me and Rafe. We're just here to observe.
Yeah, Gary was... I'll say Gary was off-putting. Rafe is... discombobulating, like I feel a little dizzy in his presence.
Is it the machete?
The machete doesn't help, I'll tell you that much. I don't like, he's got a lot of necklaces, sort of, but I don't know what they're made out of. Are they sticks? Are they bones? I'm going to try to ignore Rafe. Rafe, welcome to the show. I'm going to assume you don't want to say anything, but great. Okay, so Stu's... lurking, and we're glad to have him back on the show. Big treat for the listener to have Unwinnable Incorporated CEO Stu Horvath on the show, coughing in the background. Anyway, let's get back to our tour.
How apropos, it's on the sixth episode.
Yes. Yeah, six. Lucky number six.
Lucky number six.
Lucky, not the way you say it. So, Ian, I came down to the 12th floor, met you at the tour guide's, the place where you get the tour.
Yes. The kiosk.
Thank you. I enjoy the tour. The tour is really fun. You get a lot of things go on here at Unwinnable. I like the place where the birds were just like the open space where the birds kind of fly around.
The aviary.
Yeah, the aviary is really nice. A little, They kind of like talk, like the bird you walk by, and the birds kind of like talk to you a little bit. It's kind of super fun.
Parakeets.
Really, yeah.
Yes.
I did not know that there was a man-eating plant here.
Audrey. Yes.
Yeah. I did not know that was even a thing. I thought, we recently saw, last Halloween, we saw the werewolf movie. Werewolf in London? Is that what it's called? And there was a...
Yes, the Werewolf of London.
Yeah, the
yes,
Werewolf yes. of London. And a man-eating plant in that never paid off. It was just like, hey, audience, here's a man-eating plant. You think somebody's going to get eaten? Nope. We're just going to move on. We're not going to talk about it again. Okay.
Let me tell you, our man-eating plant pays off.
Unwinnable's man-eating plant pays off.
That's
concerning.
I had muscle memory. I poured myself whiskey.
Yeah.
Then I realized you have a bar in your office.
Yep. So, Ian, we met on the 12th floor at the kiosk, and then you took me around. The one part that I was confused about was at one point you opened a door for me. You pushed me into the room. It was completely dark. You closed the door behind me. I felt around, and I realized I was in what must have been like a 2x2 closet. And you left me in there for like half an hour. And there was like... Did you guys hear that? Because there was a voice in the closet. That was...
You're right?
You're right, man?
Yeah, no, I'm fine. I'm just... like I said, Rafe is a little discombobulating. I'm a little dizzy. I feel a little weird. It was just when I was in this closet for a while, I had some sort of, like, feeling that I was, like, hearing noises, hearing voices, but... Anyway, you let me out of the closet. But then right after that was the water slide, so,
Yeah, the water slides are a big attraction here.
So, I was really... kind of pissed about the dark closet thing, but then right after that, boom, water slide. So I was right back onto it. I was like, yeah, tour. Really
fun. It's all about the emotional roller coaster that is working at Unwinnable.
Yeah, by the way, the roller coaster is pretty cool. It's quick, but it's scary, but not too scary. Fast, but not like, you go upside down several times. There's like a corkscrew part, a launching, like you go underground at one point, flip around.
Fun fact, it's actually made of rejected pieces from the Brooklyn Cyclone.
Oh, rejected pieces.
Yes, yes, yes.
Rejected. I'm going to have to like look for like some sort of... Do people sign... Is that why the waiver... People are signing waivers, right? Every time they get
course,
on this. Okay.
Of course, standard. Yeah, that's standard.
Standard,
that's,
okay.
That's every roller coaster, not just ones made from death traps.
Right, okay. Oh, all the roller coasters. Okay, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, hold on a second. Hold on a second. I just got to take this. Sign my name on the dotted line. Okay. Just had to sign something that came through the pneumatic tube here. What's your favorite part of the tour, Ian?
My favorite part of the tour is the part is honestly seeing the smiling faces of every guest that comes in this
tour. Oh, that's so nice.
Good
see,
answer, Ian.
Thank you, boss. And please.
See? Stu approves. He likes family good time here at Unwinnable. Much like if you come to the Geek Flea, it's a great time for families. Bring your kids. You bring your, you know, grandma. Certainly bring your grandma. Grandmas are always welcome at Geek Flea.
I don't have a grandma.
Oh, well, then maybe you could rent one or something. I'm just saying, look into it. It's a possibility. I don't know. There, a lot of, you know, people live paycheck to paycheck or social security check to social security check. They could use a little extra money.
Craigslist? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's probably a whole section of like rent-a-grandmas or something.
Okay.
Rent-a-granny. 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 Ooh. If that's not a thing, rent-a-granny.
Do you guys remember that show? It was one of those things where it was like a...
He's going to talk for a while off mic for some reason. Okay, go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, relax.
I'm just kidding.
Do you remember that show where it was like a, it's a series, it's an anthology show. Every episode is a new story.
So yeah.
Twilight Zone?
Sort of like the Twilight Zone, except this was for kids.
Mm.
Grandma dies, and they go to the factory, and they build a new robot grandma.
Oh. Nope.
Okay, we should look into that.
I think I saw those plans in R&D.
Mm. Robot Granny. Ah,
R&D.
Those guys are on it.
I got to get R&D in here. That's another. That's
you
got
to get
right
to
now.
the Carillion photography.
Photography? Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys, it's piling up the things I got to do, and I still am embroiled in this racket. I'm getting to the bottom of this racketeering case that we're facing here. As I explained last time, it was. You know, I just realized what racketeering is. I'm doing my job, and now I'm really digging into the facts, and there's definitely some stuff going on here, and we're going to get to the bottom of it. We're going to root out the corruption, and we're going to kick this guy out of here, and but bet you we didn't do anything wrong. It's almost certain that we're not conducting a racket. We wouldn't be involved in anything like gambling or arson or fraud or...
Futs no!
Kidnapping. It's ridiculous. Excuse you, Rafe. So we're getting to the bottom of this case, and we're gonna vindicate ourselves and show that Unwinnable didn't do anything wrong. At least that's what I tell myself when I wake up in the morning, because I'm a little intimidated.
Yes, it's terrible. It's terrible what the government is doing to the small business.
Yeah, let's talk about that, what the government's doing to us. That doesn't seem fair. What's up with that president, El Presidente? Who's the president?
El Jefe.
El Jefe?
Yeah, El Jefe.
No, that doesn't sound right.
I'm pretty sure that he told us we have to call him El Jefe.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll roll with it. What do I care? El Jefe?
That's what they told me. That's what they said on the news.
You know, you spell Jefe, J-E-F-E, right?
Yeah.
That's
do
how
we
they
look
used
like
to spell
a couple
it.
Of bozos?
You guys don't look like bozos.
Well,
Stu, can't just let people feel good about themselves. You know, he's always got to dig a little. You ever heard "not punch down," Stu? You know, you're at the tip top of this building. By the way, when are we going to be invited up to your office? Your 3-story office from the.
That's off limits.
Good Come answer,
Ian. No, give me a break. We're on the 37th floor here. We're looking out.
I've been up there.
I know. See, that's why I'm super jealous. Ken's been up there. I want to be up there too.
You're not missing much.
Yeah, but it's 3 stories tall from the 38th, 39th, and 40th stories of this building, or Paul Stu's personal office.
Really big window.
Oh man, I can't believe how big that window must be.
It's got a nice ping pong table too.
6 guys to open that window.
6 guys to open a window. I've got to see.
Only 2 Rafes, though.
Wow.
2 Rafes. If only there were 2 Rafes. I'm going to write down on my bucket list bucket list.
He's got a crepe station in there.
Exclusive crepe station in Stew's.
Sorry.
Oh, man. You got the look of death. You are in trouble.
I am.
Fire up that spank machine. Thwack, thwack, thwack.
Subscribe to Unwinnable Monthly.
Subscribe to Unwinnable Monthly. Thank you, Ian. Way to keep on top of it. See, that's what I like to...
Good job, Ian.
See, by the way, we should have talked about history, our history together. Like I said, we were going to talk about that. So, you know, what do you remember about, you know, the way that we got to know each other and how our friendship, specifically, we became friends?
I thought you meant we were going to talk about an actual historical event. When you told me about this, when you asked me on.
No, it's the same thing that happened with Stu. When Stu was on, I said, let's talk about how we know each other, our personal history. And he wanted to talk about the 30 Years' War.
But you just said history.
The 30 Years' War is very important.
I know about the 30 Years' War, yes. 1618, 28, 38, 40. 1618 to 1648. 30 Years' War, we all know it.
Yeah, I thought we were going to talk about the Boston Tea Party, actually. And yeah.
I mean, we could talk about it. I'd rather not talk about the Boston Tea Party personally. I mean, we've...
I mean, but do you think that the listeners would want to hear about us? Like, or, like, you know...
Yeah, really, Ed.
I mean...
I just thought that people might be interested. I don't know. I'm just... Yeah, I'm a likable guy.
Yeah, but I think our first conversation was about Dashiell Hammett. I don't think anyone cares about that.
Well, more people should care about Dashiell Hammett. I've gone on the record and said that before, true. And I'll that say it true. Again. I'll say it anytime his name is brought up. People should care more about Dashiell Hammett. Read The Thin Man. Watch the Thin Man movies. They're great. They're nothing like the actual books, but they're fantastic to watch. You recently got them on DVD, right?
Yeah, yeah. TCM, 4 movies, 1 DVD.
Yep.
$10.
Whew. That's a deal no matter where you're from.
You owe us TCM.
What's that?
TCM owes us now.
Oh, yeah. That's good. Another freebie. Yeah. TCM, pay up.
Strategy.
Yeah, we gotta get out there early. Last week we did it with audible.com. Oh, I did it again. Audible.com. You're welcome, Audible. Pay up.
Honestly.
Suckers.
Suckers.
You didn't really get to try and steal Ian's thunder like that.
Well, I'm just saying that I did this last week. I was the originator. I was the first person to do it. He just comes along and you favor him. You've known him.
Hipster lawyer.
I didn't hear last week's episode.
You are new here.
Nobody heard last week's episode.
That's true.
Guys, if you're out there and you're listening, please respond somehow, review, write something to Stu, tweet at Stu, let him know you listened. Tweet at Ian, he's out there. What are you at? What's your Twitter handle?
At Ian Gonzalez. IIANGONZALES.
S ends in an S, not two Z's, one Z, one S.
Right, that's right.
Yeah, it took me a really long time to see. We knew each other several years before I learned that about you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, that's like a personal kind of thing that people are interested in. People like that part. You know what? There's a bunch of girls out there or something that listening, and they're just like, oh, that guy, Ed, very interesting to hear that little personal anecdote. You know, we have a lot of different kinds of listeners out there.
There you
go. We have a kind of listener out there.
Maybe.
Someday I hope to meet you, whoever you are.
It's probably your grandma.
If it was my grandma, it might be my mom. That could be it. True, it certainly isn't my dad. Not that he isn't supportive. I just can't conceive of a reality where he finds podcasts and like figures out how to listen to one. But you know, my mom may be listening.
Well, our radio tower puts out a very specific wave that only a certain kind of radio can pick up,
and that is also off limits.
I'm pretty sure your dad doesn't have.
No, my dad has one of those radios that you have to crank manually because he, in case there's going to be another Hurricane Sandy or something.
Smart.
So he has one, but he uses it just all the time. Like he cranks it just to listen to the news in the morning, I think.
Sounds like a serious fella.
He's a serious man.
He sounds like a responsible man, too.
Hey, we should say more nice things about my dad. This is great.
Save power.
Want a job at Unwinnable?
What's that?
Does he want a job at Unwinnable?
No, he's retired now. Yeah, he's done with all that. He's done with punching clocks and the working week. Forget it. Let's get back on track. What the hell just happened? We just spent several minutes talking about all this other stuff that, you know, I'm sorry. Guys, this is what it's like to be general counsel of Unwinnable. I sit around all day. I have a bar in my office. The boss comes by every once in a while.
You weren't supposed to talk about that other thing.
Yeah, about that bar.
Right. We'll get to, we'll talk about the bar, but really quickly, we do have to address one other thing that I definitely had on my list to talk to Ian about, and I'm not making it up right now. Ian, who's a tour guide that people should not go on the tour with? Is there like somebody who's not good at being the tour guide, or is there somebody who just isn't as friendly?
Everyone here is excellent. They're well-trained at their jobs. Mm-hmm. They know everything that they need to know to communicate to outsiders.
Okay.
Excellent answer, Ian.
It sounded bizarre to me. I don't understand. You're a tour guide. You're
just... Ian has one employee of the month for the last 3 months straight. So.
Oh, congratulations. There's an employee of the month award, is there? Employee Maybe. Of the month award.
Perhaps.
And what are the criteria? How do I become employee of the month? That sounds like something I want to try.
Have you made the blood sacrifice yet?
What's that?
I'm sorry. I was just kidding.
I missed what you had said.
Oh, maybe you should just go to the information.
I just heard everybody's like ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. I don't know.
It's in the contract. It's in the contract.
Oh, well, the contract. We're getting that. Oh, by the way, the recording's going very well. They're tearing through it. I've gotten a couple bits back. It sounds great. But I'm waiting for it all to be done so I could listen to it in one shot while I'm working out.
Wait, are you having someone read the contract out loud?
Yeah, they're going to read it.
That's a terrible idea.
They're like halfway through right now. The last half is a little bit harder because it's not
it's
not quite in English. It's kind of like weird.
Right,
but
right. Just have them stop.
Yeah, they're doing it phonetically, though, so it's going to be fine. It's just going to take a while to do it. So
no, that's a terrible idea.
Well, let me do. This is how I do. This is me being me. Let me do what I do. Okay, you give you. I'm not gonna go give a tour and say, hey, here's the water slide. Here's the closet you got to stand in before the water slide. You.
What's wrong with you?
Nobody heard that.
Well, I heard what?
All right, guys. Thanks for listening to this episode of Office of the General Counsel. It's been wonderful having everybody. Here today, Ian, thank you so much for being our guest.
Thank you.
It was great to have a friend on, somebody I knew before I came to Unwinnable. It's wonderful. Oddly enough, Stu came by today. Stu, thank you again for appearing. It's wonderful. So here we are, Office of the General Counsel. Make sure that you subscribe to that Unwinnable Monthly. Come on, everybody. Get your friends and your family and everything to join. Read Unwinnable Monthly. It's great. No spanks for me on Winnable Monthly. Subscribe now. Also, you can subscribe to this podcast. If you're listening to it randomly, you should subscribe. You can tweet at me at Unwinnable OOTGC. I'm still looking for an executive assistant. That might never happen, you know? We'll see.
Maybe I'll lend you one of mine.
Oh, you have a couple of... You have some to spare?
About eight.
You have eight executive assistants?
We could send an extra page up. They're well-trained.
No, but I specifically want somebody from outside and Winnable. I want somebody, my own person, you know what I mean? So I'm going to find them. And the best way to do that is on social media through Twitter. So tweet at me at UnwinnableOOTGC if you want to do that. Or just want to chat. You can ask an attorney. Ask an attorney at UnwinnableOOTGC. So thanks for listening, everybody. On behalf of Ken, Lucas, and myself, thanks for listening to Office of the General Counsel. Bye-bye.
Are you done recording? Is that off?
Oh, no. Hit the thing. Jeez.
Ed?
Yeah.
I need to see you in my office.
Oh. Okay.